loving. I want to be next to you.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Catherine from Local Splash. It is Vanessa.
Yes.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Before anything, we just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, I just wanted to touch base with you. I spoke with Fernando yesterday. Did he mention it to
mm-hmm.
you?
Yes, he did.
All right, yes. So I actually spoke with Fernando. This is regarding the Google business profile. We
yes.
actually did receive an email yesterday about being invited as, you know, as a manager or to manage
yeah.
Edo's Painting and Renovations LLC. However, uh-huh. I think it was from Supernova. We got in here named Billy Rogers.
Yes.
They invited the wrong email address. It's not our business profile manager that they invited. They invited our support email. So that's actually
okay.
the reason why we're calling, and that to invite us, since we are a Google partner, all they have to put in there on the email section is not an email address, but our agency number. So once they type it in, a drop down pops up, and that once they see the drop-down, says Local Splash Listings, they just have to click on it, make sure that the access is set to manager, and then they could go ahead and send the invite. If
okay,
it doesn't work,
question.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a quick question. So who needs to do this? Supernova needs to do this, or do I have to do this?
All right. Who has the access to the Google business profile? I'm so sorry if I'm throwing another question to you, but I wanted to know first, who has the access? Do you have a primary ownership? What
no.
level of access do you
have? The primary ownership, I only have manager access as well, like you guys will have manager access.
That's weird. Are they not giving you the primary ownership?
Can you hear me?
I mean, it's your business. Yes. What I'm trying to say is, are they not giving you the primary ownership? I mean, it's your business.
No, they are not. They're saying that they can't give us the primary ownership for the business because they said that if they did. Give me one second.
All right. Sure. Yeah. No worries. I'll stay on the line.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just shutting the door from my car. So,
okay, good time.
So what happened is that we talked to them about getting the primary ownership, and they said
okay.
that they were not able to give it to us because apparently that if they did, like for example, if we since they were the ones that opened up the Google listing. That's what they said. They had, and it was against their business rules that they're supposed to be the one that has the primary, like the ownership for the company.
That would be weird, I would say. I mean, I'm not saying things negatively against them. However, it should also be against business practices because it's your business. And there is a process in Google that allows transfer of primary ownership to the business owner.
Okay, so I am actually heading over to my husband, like, right this minute.
Yes?
But I've been trying to explain to him that he needs to talk to Supernova so he can get the ownership because it's our business. And I work for marketing for, I'm a hairstylist and I do the same exact thing for the salon I'm working for. And they have full ownership for that Google listing for their salon. So I've been telling him and I try, but he just doesn't understand. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, it gets frustrating because he gets frustrated, then I get frustrated, and then it all ends up in a big frustration for both of us because he doesn't understand. And so I would like you to repeat this, whatever you told me, to him when I'm there with him. So is there any way you can call me back in like 5 minutes?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no worries. But I mean, I would also like want to ask a question. Are you still doing the marketing with Supernova or not anymore?
So what happened was that my husband, I don't know what he was thinking, but he, what happened was that he, we were with you guys first, and then a week later, Supernova called him, and they were telling him that he was about, they worked with Google and blah, 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 and they wanted to work with his list, work on his listing. But the thing is that when you guys called, I was there with him and when we took the decision to work with you guys. And then when Supernova called, I was not there with him. So he went ahead and paid whatever he paid and started working with them just because they told him that they worked with Google. So when he got home to me, he was like, oh, I started working with Supernova. And I was like, okay. I was like, but why are you working with Supernova if we're already working with Local Splash? But Supernova works directly with Google. I was like, but Local Splash does the same thing. They also, and actually you guys do a little bit more than what they do. So that was just like a confusion for him, I guess. And so we're wanting to stop the work. We're wanting to stop working with them because we do notice that you guys are advertising us on Facebook, Instagram, and you guys also, so I told them, I was like, we should stop working with Supernova and just stay with you guys. And the thing is that he is scared that if we stop working with Supernova, he thinks that his Google account might be suspended. Or we're not gonna have access to that anymore, to that Google listing.
We don't have
ownership.
Yeah. So actually, I mean, I really just cannot speak on behalf of Supernova. I'm not sure about their business processes, and of course, we don't want to speak negatively on behalf of them. But so we'll talk more once you're with Fernando. Is that okay? So we could get a better understanding of what's going on and what we can do about the Google business profile. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. I am like 3 minutes away if you want to just hang on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, drive safely. I'll stay on the line. Just let me know when you're, know when you're home. Okay? I'll just stay on the line.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I am here with him. Just give me 1 second.
Sure, yeah, take your time. I'll make sure I stay on the line. Just let me know when you're all ready, okay?
No, I'm talking to Local Splash right now.
Okay,
I am here with him now.
All right, yeah, hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, yes, Fernando and Vanessa. Hi, Fernando, by the way. This is Catherine.
Hi.
From Local Splash. So, yes, just wanted to touch base regarding the conversation we had yesterday about the Google Business Profile. There's one thing I noticed while I was actually, you know, like staying on the line. I noticed we have access to a Google Business Profile with three Google reviews. I'm sorry, two Google reviews.
Okay.
Are you aware of his Google Business Profile?
Yes, that's the one that got verified this week.
Yes. But the one that I would say Supernova has, is it verified?
Yes, that one is verified. That's the same one that has the two reviews. One is a good one. The other one is a bad one.
So it's the same profile that we're looking at?
Yes.
That would be weird. Okay, again, just to set things clear, I'm looking into it right now. It's actually, we actually have the Google Business Profile, and it's only Fernando's email and us who has access. We do not see Supernova's email here anywhere. So I'm thinking the Google Business Profile that Supernova has may have been a duplicate, or they may have created you a different one. Because we don't see anybody else have access to this one.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I could send you the link.
The one we need is the one that has the two reviews. That's the one they have.
Okay. And that's the one we have.
Is that one verified?
Let me see here. It actually, let me see. It does need another verification, though. But it is the one with the two Google reviews. The one from Sarah Foster?
Yes, because that's the same one that Supernova has been wanting to get verified. And we got it there, and that's the same exact one that you guys were talking about too. So
I think what they're doing is maybe they're trying to claim it or something. Is it okay for like do further investigation about the Google Business Profile status?
Yes.
Because you know, in all honesty, just to let you know, I could confirm in my end that the Google Business Profile only has us and Fernando's email.
Which is the DiHaroFernando1@gmail.com?
That is correct.
Yes.
And if you look into it as well, I could show you. I could even walk you through. Since you mentioned you have manager access, it's us who have the primary ownership of the Google.
Because we've gone on into we've got into the profile, and when we try to add you guys, it shows me that Supernova is on there as the primary. It does not show me that you guys are on there.
Okay. Are we able to, do you know how to share your screen via Google Meet? I mean, if you don't feel confident about it.
Actually, if you're able to call Fernando on his phone, you can call me on Google Meet, and I'll show you on his screen.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see what you're referring to so we can verify and, of course, see the issue from here and get it resolved. Okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 quick second and generate a meeting link. I'm going to send it to you via text. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Hold on. I just really want to see what you have in there, right? It says Supernova is a primary email, I mean primary owner, and then we have it here as us being the primary owner, so it's really quite weird. Give me one quick second. I'll just generate a meeting link. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to send a meeting link to your number, Vanessa, the number ending in 9520. All right?
Yeah.
All right. And then while just share your screen while you're explaining to me what you're seeing. So, again, I could identify if we're looking into two different Google Business Profiles or if we're looking into the same Google Business Profile. And, again, we would be able to know how to resolve this issue that you're having. Okay?
Okay. So now do I just put press join?
Yeah, just join. I'm going to go ahead and accept it.
Okay.
Hi, Vanessa. Yeah, I do. I'm seeing you. You look great. Yes. 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 Hi. Yeah, you look great. Okay. Business, yeah, people in access. Billy Rogers. Primary owner. Okay. Are you? Yes, that's correct. That's the one that I was referring to you. The earlier that you sent they sent the wrong invite. Is it okay if you go back a page? Okay. Let me just go back more. We'll try to get the link to the Google Business Profile. Okay. Can you scroll up? Or it was just scroll down. Sorry, scroll down. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Up. Let's see. Okay, now you see the Google Business Profile, right? That's weird. That's really, really weird, though. I would love to get into a conversation with our Google team. Okay. I could even show you my screen too right now, Vanessa. It should show you that we do have the ownership of that. But on their end, it's verified. We're trying. I think what we're trying to do here is we're trying to claim it. But we already have access. It's really weird. I'm finding it weird. That's why I wanted to do some more investigation. Give me one quick second. I'm going to show you my screen. I really apologize, but I would say I'm not in the position to, of course, you know, ask you to do so, but we'll leave the decision to you. Just do what you think is best in terms of your marketing. However, we could guarantee we will be able to work on it and that our process works. That's one thing for sure. Give me one quick second. I'm going to show you the Google Business Profile that we have to. Though on our end, I think the issue here is we're trying to claim it because Supernova is not providing me the primary access or anything, but it's weird that we also show as a primary owner on our end. Okay, hold on. I'm going to share it to you. Do you see my screen? Okay. So this is the Google Business Profile that we're talking about, right? the one that has two Google reviews. If I look into profile and access, people and access, I'm sorry, you're going to see their local slash listings, primary owner, and then Fernando's email as the manager. Okay. Though on our end, is that it does show that it needs to be verified, right? Yeah. So that's what I would really want to talk with our Google team, because I do see here some activities that they're doing. They're trying to request a removal of reviews from Sarah Foster. They're doing some activities for the Google business program. Yes? Of course. Of course. I mean, when it comes to Google Business Profiles, you have, you know, you as the business owners have the full authority to be the primary owner of it, regardless if you created it or not. Okay? Because, again, technically it's your business. So your business and that, you should be able to be the primary owner. Even here at Local Slash, let's say, for example, we currently, it shows us that we are the primary owner, but who knows what could happen in the future. Hopefully not, you discontinue. Let's say, for example, and you request to be the primary owner, no doubt we will be providing you the primary ownership because, again, it's your business. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I know how this can actually, you know, like create some confusions and even misunderstandings, but don't worry. Again, I just really would love for now to be in a, in a conversation with one of our Google team, just so I could get the best, resolution regarding the issue that we're seeing here. We're looking into two different Google business. I mean, we're looking into the same Google business profile, but we're seeing two different things, right? So I'm going to refer it to them. And if there is a need for me to really get them to talk to you, because I would say they're more experts than me when it comes to the Google business profiles, because they're the ones that are really looking into it and are taking care of it, I'm going to have them give you a call. So they can explain or, you know, probably get the issue resolved. But for now, again, I'll check on it. I'll get back to you. Please allow me. It's noon. I'll give you a call tomorrow. Is that okay? Sure. Yes, go ahead. Well, yes, I would say we will be able to claim it. Now, the thing here is that since they are the primary owner, just to give you a heads up, I'm just really open for all possibilities, they do have the option to delete it. There's an option to delete Google Business Profile. So I would recommend let's wait for our Google team's feedback again tomorrow. Yeah, I would recommend that. So we will know what we can do and, you know, what to expect. Anyway, if they delete it, we could always create you a new one. And then it's just that there won't be reviews for it anymore because they'll be deleting it. We really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Oh. Thank you so much. Oh, okay. For sure. Oh. Yeah. Compromise or anything, and at the same time, you're paying twice, right? You're paying them, you're paying us, and it's the same optimization, and if you're saying we're doing more, then, you know, why not go for more? All right, but again, I just really would want to take some time, again, to look into it, to consult with our Google team, and then we'll call you back, give you an update, probably provide a resolution, and then we'll discuss more from there, okay? All right. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Vanessa's name is in the account. No worries. Yes, of course. Vanessa's name is on the account, so that's not going to be a problem. Of course, yeah, no worries. It's totally fine. All right, so what we're going to do moving forward is that if we don't reach you, we'll always give Vanessa a call. So, okay, I'm going to put notes into your account about it. All right, so for now, again, just to wrap things up, at least we know the issue that we're having, the same Google Business Profile with different accesses. We'll look into it, Vanessa and Fernando, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow. You know, we'll talk more about it once we have consulted our Google team. All right. Is there any best time we could call you back tomorrow? Oh, okay, yeah, Fernando mentioned that. Okay, I'm going to give you a call anytime, but most likely it should be near 12 noon Pacific time or maybe in the afternoon, because we'll be digging more into the current situation. All right? Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Vanessa. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you can help? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Of course. Actually, I was the one who spoke with Fernando yesterday. I was showing him the video of how to add us, because since we're a Google partner, our email, our support email doesn't work. We have an agency number that you need to add. So, but yes, again, we'll talk more tomorrow. Again, I'm just really not able to provide anything as of the moment. I don't want to set the wrong expectations or wrong resolution. I wanted to make sure I consult with our Google team first, okay? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow then, Vanessa. All right, thank you so much for your time. You both have a wonderful, rest of your day. Bye.